This is cinema classics.
One of the great directors has died.
I don't think you really cared about Bertolucci at all. I got to tell you the truth. I didn't really care that much.
Well, you know, for a great director, he had only about 25 entries.
Yeah.
In his life. And by 20, he was an acclaimed poet in Italy.
Wow. I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so here's a very talented man who may have entered it late in life. And in 1987, I think it was, he won Best Director for The Last Emperor.
Okay. Bernardo Bertolucci we're talking about, the great Italian director who just died.
Besides 72's Last Tango, which we're going to talk about in a minute, the other one that I'm aware of is 1900.
Yes, with De Niro and Gerard Depardieu.
Beautifully photographed.
Yes. A lot of his movies were beautiful. All of them were beautifully photographed.
Right, yeah.
Some of them were just a bit like 1900, a bloated.
Yeah, a bit bloated, pretentious.
A bit pretentious.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Am intimately familiar with and love Last Tango in Paris.
Oh.
Brando is amazing in it.
What's the big deal about and Maria Schneider playing opposite him?
Mm-hmm.
A very contained, tense drama. Tell me what's...
Brando is this middle-aged guy whose wife, who was having an affair, has just died.
Like, so he was just visiting her coffin, I think, that day.
Yeah. So he's grieving. He's in pain. He feels betrayed both by her affair and her death. He meets this girl, Maria Schneider.
20 years old.
She is in this unfulfilling relationship with this young filmmaker. Right. Yeah, so they connect, right? And they have this agreement that they're going to meet. So then they agree that they're going to have this sexual relationship without ever telling each other their names. So the idea is that they're not going to get to know each other, so that presumes that so no pain can seep into the relationship.
Well, that was Paul's idea or Brando's idea.
Yeah.
That's impossible, and you know it doesn't.
Right, and he knows it, and that's the beauty part of that. The movie obviously is being talked about in a different light these days in light of the Me Too movement because of the scene. When I hear people talking about it, they're not really describing the scene for people, calling it a rape scene. I think when you say that, people might have a different expectation of what happens. So there's the famous butter scene where Brando assaults her with a stick of butter.
Yeah.
So you don't really see anything, but it is, despite that, incredibly graphic. She was genuinely surprised and felt assaulted.
There are many who take it as she was willing, just surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be a new lens through which people are watching the film.
Yes.
Because he's so aggressive. And the more interesting question is, why is he so aggressive? The suicide of his wife. But it puts him in a vulnerable position because he then knows that he really did not know her at all.
Right.
So it's an existential problem for him. Who is he if he didn't know her? And his assertion with the Maria Schneider character is a chance for him to assert himself. Her taking and accepting him seems to me to be a compensation for the rather effete fiancé.
Thematically and dramatically, this makes total sense. He looks at the world as though it's just garbage. She's full of life. She has her life ahead of her.
Back in 72, it was pronounced obscene and banned forever by the Italian courts. How contained this little apartment is.
The tone, the music, the long shots, the weird compositions. Sometimes the actors are blocked in a strange way.
Bernardo Bertolucci says about Marlon Brando, because I think Brando is the center of this film regardless of Schneider or Bertolucci.
Mm-hmm.
And he says this about Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
He said he was an angel as a man and a monster as an actor.
Wow.
Monster. Bertolucci, about 10 years ago, said that really the good stuff was coming from TV.
Hmm.
And the shows that he loved, Mad Men and Breaking Bad.
Wow. Interesting.
Not surprising, though.
Yeah.
I mean, dark, sometimes light.
See, that totally surprises me. That just sounds like an old Italian guy who's just given up on anything.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Bertolucci, you think he's going to say some great stuff and he likes Breaking Bad?
You think Bernardo Bertolucci's going to watch TV?
Or that either, yeah, right.
All right. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.